My name is Lei Han. I'm a Stanford engineer, Wharton MBA, and have about 15 years of business experience. I'm here to help you with your job search efforts. This 10-minute podcast is a live coaching discussion between a job seeker and I. The topic is how to recognize if the company has good management during your job search. For more career advice, visit my website at www.bemycareercoach.com. On with the podcast. So I got your question about how to recognize good management from the outside. Is that what you want to talk about today?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so do you have any, I don't know, situations or experiences that you want to ask in particular, or do you want me to just launch into kind of some advice already?
No, there's nothing in particular. I mean, it's, you know, what I'm looking for my next move. I'm realizing that I have about 4 or 5, you know, real jobs in this career that I've been doing for about 10 years. And only one of them has really been a model, you know, from the top down of the kind of management that I think is really impressive. And, you know, they were able to create a culture of excellence and collegiality among, you know, different among the staff and different teams that I thought was really impressive. And others, the other places I've worked have all been sort of bad models, you know, the models to not follow. And so there's still stuff to learn, but, you know, you really wonder, like, I just feel like it'd be great to see at least one more really great model. But I'm wondering, you know, when you're looking at jobs or looking to apply, like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Until you're really far along in the interview process.
Well, the short answer is you won't know for sure. It's always going to be, I would say, triangulate your research to get the best assessment possible. Mm-hmm. But you will never know for sure until you're worth it. With that said, though, you know, the best step forward, the best thing you can do during job search is what you're doing right now, which is, one, you kind of have a model in mind, because mm-hmm. not everybody has the same priorities about what good management looks like and what works for them. So it sounds like at least you have something in mind, which is good, because then it will help you kind of tailor your questions as well as how you're looking against that picture. There is things that you can do during the job search, like especially during the interviewing process, where you can ask questions to assess it. There's things you can do kind of externally to research it. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, first of all, like during the interview process. One, which is implicit, which everybody probably does even subconsciously, is when you get interviewed by people, you get a feel for them, right? Mm-hmm. So if you get interviewed by your boss and you're interviewed by your senior management, you know, folks that you would work with, you get a feel based on how they interview you, how's the rapport. And I would say go kind of with your gut on how that's going as well, because that gives you a taste of the way they communicate.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, good management is all about just being able to communicate and sort of have a somewhat understanding. And if you have that during the interview, that's a really good start.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think back while you're talking to the interview process here where I work currently and what I might have, if I could have foreseen some of these issues at that time. Mm-hmm. It's complicated. I mean, it's a little bit yes, a little bit no.
You know, it's hard. That's why that's a starting point, but you kind of have to have multiple data points to kind of piece together a interpreted picture mm-hmm. outside. And so another thing during the interview process is to ask questions, because it's usually they allow you to ask a lot of questions. And questions like, well, how is the organization structured? Mm-hmm. Or what does success look like in your position? Kind of give you some information that infers how they plan to manage you, how they plan to have you manage other people. Mm-hmm. And that can kind of give you, you know, for example, a red flag would be if you need to report directly to someone and then dotted line to two other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of this, like, matrix or multi-dimensional situation, and the chances of having one band manager among three of them or two of them is a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the bigger the company, the more likely that could be, but it at least gives you an interpretation of, oh, I got kind of a complex thing going on that either my success is judged by a lot of people or that the chances of me getting some bad management could be higher.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that there are things you can ask during the interview while you're trying to get the offer that's a little bit more indirect like that. And then once you get the offer, sometimes they say, well, you know, ask us any questions. You can vet out the offer where you can be a little bit more direct.
Right.
Because you kind of want to not sort of lay it all out while they're considering you at the same time.
Right, exactly. But
once you get the offer, you can even ask them like a scenario question and just say, hey, you know, what's really important to me and I really love your company is like having the right fit and culture, especially if you're looking for a smaller company.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, let's take an example. If this kind of thing happened, how would your company deal with it?
Right.
What's important with that is it's important not to bring up the past like, oh, this happened to me in the bad in another company,
right?
Really bad about it. Any bad mouthing really gives it a different flavor. But
right.
If you actually just take it as, hey, here's a hypothetical scenario, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of gives you a little bit less, it's less pressure for them to answer. And also it's less negative when you pose it.
Right.
And that's something that's fair to pose. Because you're making a career decision. It's not like, and you're 10 years in this type of career, so you want to make the right move, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Another thing is a lot of times with smaller companies or any company, they let your peers also interview you to get a sense.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes during that interview or maybe after the offer comes, you can say, hey, one of the questions will be like, what do you like and don't like about where you're working? And everybody right. has like, sort of the plus and minuses.
Right.
And, you know, keep it casual, but you can also ask them about, well, what's your view? How do you describe their culture? What's your view on it? And
mm-hmm.
what's their management style? Just so you can get kind of a third party who has worked there to see kind of what they think.
Right. So that's a good one.
That's all kind of within direct contact with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two other things I would recommend is one, if this management team is on LinkedIn, I would do a search on them.
Right.
And kind of a lot of people have public profiles with like recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a good thing if there's recommendations for their, you know, if their manager, director, VP, where people are like, I love working for them. They really care about those people. That obviously gives it a different layer.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, if you knew somebody who know that person, you especially know the LinkedIn person pretty well, like as a friend or someone you respect their opinion for, you could just say, hey, you know, what do you think of this company? What do you think of this person? You know, I may work for them and ask.
Right.
Because a lot of the opinions of a trusted colleague kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I would do a LinkedIn search of people who used to work at that company.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Because they definitely left for a reason. And sometimes they're the most ready to tell you the good, bad, and the ugly.
Right.
And, it's sort of, at the end of the day, though, these are all kind of interpretation and hearsay.
Right.
And you have to kind of, you know, piece the things together and go, okay, this is the best picture I could see
mm-hmm.
and make the decision from there because it can't really get any clearer until you start.
Yeah. No, it's true. And one of the things I was thinking about was that I'm having a little bit of an issue with, you know, basically the organization is not placing the area that I work in as a high priority for their fundraising strategy. I mean, it's something that is almost like a bonus to them. And I think, you know, and this is a lesson for me, is I thought that would be all right, one, that, you know, the A, that it would become more of a priority to them after I started, and B, that even if it wasn't a super big priority, that would mean less pressure, but I could still you know, show them that this, there's great potential here. Mm. But what I'm realizing, and I think, you know, someone else pointed it out to me, which is a really good observation, that when the leadership don't put the resources and the energy and the, you know, priority behind something, it's really hard to be as successful as you'd like it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's yeah. Since to learn, it's like swimming upstream where you're doing your job, but you also have to almost sell your job to leadership.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm more ambitious for them within this area than they are. Mm. And it's becoming, you know, increasingly clear that that it's just not a high priority for them. They don't have the vision for it. They don't really get it in some ways. And so, it'd be nice to go somewhere where it is. And so those are some questions I now know to ask, like basically, what are your fundraising, you know, what are the programs that are a priority to you in the next, you know, 3 years, 5 years?
Exactly. That's great lessons to learn. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it is kind of like over time as you drop, you get smarter or more intuitive with, you know, you see cues that are sort of subconscious and you can sort of relate them to actual experience, and actually you'll be closer to estimating what the reality might be.
Yeah.
As you practice.
Yeah, I mean, since, like I said, 4 or 5 jobs, and there's only been one where I would really want to mimic, you know, what I've seen in terms of management and all that. I don't really need another bad example. And the job before this one was just a complete disaster. It was the worst ever. And I had, you know, and that was a quick lesson because I got out of there in 12 months.
But those are good lessons to learn, right? You always had really good ones. Then it's a big step down when you stumble into a bad one.
Oh, sure.
So have a mix. And frankly, you know, every company, it's going to be a mix of things. It's probably never going to be sort of a perfect situation, but it sounds like you have a pretty good set of priorities that you're looking for. And, you know, as long as you look out for them and sort of try to get at different angles to figure out if it's the right thing for you. I mean, that's all you can do. You can just make the best decision based on that. And then the rest sort of works itself out when you get there.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, definitely I understand that there's microcosms within one organization and microcultures and, you know,
for the priority of things, when you look at good management, the number one thing is to make sure that you and your boss can build a good relationship, that you respect the way he manages or she manages, and that you can see a growing future together.
Yep.
And then, you know, because that they control quite a bit of your ability to thrive and be happy.
Right.
And then there's kind of a little bit of a less weighting on some of the more senior people, but still kind of helps build the picture.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Well, that's really helpful. Thanks.
Okay. Well, good luck. Well, keep me posted. If you want to talk more, just email me, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
If you would like to receive free career advice like this person did, email me at lei@bemycareercoach.com. I look forward to hearing from you.